Zondervan presents Double Minds by Terry Blackstock. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Emergency, Parker. Call me. The text on Parker James's iPhone almost broke her rhythm. She focused on the piano keys and tried to ignore it. Her brother could wait. Didn't he realize she was in the middle of a concert? She never should have set the phone on the music rack where she could see it. Now, in the middle of her best song, she was distracted by the vibration as well as the message. She forced her mind back to the lyrics she'd written. It was rare to have the undivided attention of 50 middle schoolers. Tonight, as she'd played piano and crooned her songs, they actually stopped whispering and shoving each other. Instead, they sang along, a beautiful chorus of a cappella praise. The phone vibrated again as more voices joined the song. Jaded young faces held sweet, teary-eyed expressions, far removed from eighth-grade mini-dramas. Many of them closed their eyes, and they weren't nodding off. They lifted their hands but weren't waving to friends. They were in the zone, that special place where all performers pray they'll take their audience. No way was she going to stop to answer the phone. Red bangs fell in front of her eyes, and she shook them back. "Sing it with me," she whispered into the microphone. "Flying, dying, this life is trying. My fingers prying your hand away. But you are bigger. You grasp with vigor and get me through another day." Another text flashed onto the screen. "Parker, there's been a murder. Call immediately." Now he had her attention. The sound of soft voices rose and swelled, but the phone had snagged her thoughts. A murder? Her brother Gibson was a homicide detective, but he'd never reported a murder to her before. It had to be someone she knew, someone close to her. She stopped playing, letting the voices carry the song. Slipping off her stool as the teens kept singing, she stepped over to Daniel Walker, the youth minister, who strummed a guitar on the stage next to her. "Could you take over for a minute?" she whispered. He nodded reverently, continuing to sing, and she slipped into the hallway and called Gibson. He answered.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"